Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's The Who bringing us back, Roger Daltrey, on lead. From the Wayback Machine, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and go to jimblasingame.com, and you'll find my books there. The Age of the Customer, The Third Ingredient, and the others. George Levy is our guest. George is one of our top blockchain experts, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency experts. He's got all the credentials, instructor at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. I need your website, George.
Sure. I can be reached at blockchaininstitute.com.
All right.
And I'm also working with the BlockSAR team, BLOXSAR.com. It's also an educational entity.
All right. So check that out. He's as I say, he's one of our crypto experts. Hey, George, let's get back into Bitcoin. Bitcoin is created in a way that most people have no concept of because we've grown up with fiat money created by a sovereign government. Dollars, the cash in our hands, the e-money in our bank. We have money. We also have currency. Most people don't even know the difference between currency and money. And those two things. And crypto, folks, is not crypto money. It's cryptocurrency because there's a difference. But Bitcoin is created by the miners, the people in the network, in the distributed ledger network. That's where it's created. And that's so foreign to anybody else that you or I could become a miner and create our own currency. George, tell us about that. How does that work?
Yep. So let me go back specifically to specify the whole thing on Bitcoin and why this halving is so important. When we think about a Bitcoin is valued at some amount of dollars, right? So if you want to get a Bitcoin from me, you have to pay me X amount of dollars. That's what determines the price of a Bitcoin, right? So when Bitcoin first started and the first halving happened, the price of the Bitcoin was $12. When the Bitcoin halving happened in 2016.
Folks, George, hang on a second. When he says halving, he means cutting in half, H-A-L-F. Halving, yep. H-A-L-V-E-I-N-G. He means halving. It's cutting it in half. Go ahead, George.
Yep, so you're basically cutting the supply of new Bitcoins created in half. So think about it in this way. The first time that this event happened, that it cut the supply of new Bitcoins in, the price was $12. When that next halving happened, it was $650. Right now, we're coming up on the next, which will be the third halving, and we're at $7,500.
Right.
So you can see that every time one of these events happened, it has had historically a massive increase in the price of Bitcoin.
So you're saying, the opposite. It's practically, mathematically, it's the opposite of compound interest. Of compounding, it's the opposite of compounding, but has the effect of compounding financially.
Yep. So basically, if you look at the buying power of a dollar, you think historically what you could get for a dollar, say, 40 years ago, and compared to what you can get for a dollar nowadays, it's reverse. In Bitcoin,
right,
when you got for one Bitcoin, you only got $12. But nowadays, well, we got $7,500 for that one same Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, the price of per Bitcoin has gone up dramatically.
So think about it like this, folks. Think about it like this. Let's say that you have a house for sale, and there are 1,000 people moving to town who are going to buy houses, and there are 1,000 houses for sale. Or let's say there are 1,500 houses for sale, but there's 1,000 people who are going to buy a house this month. Well, if all of a sudden, overnight, 750 of those houses that were set for sale stopped being for sale. So now there's 1,000 buyers, but only 750 in inventory. The value of real estate just went up, right, George?
Yep, because you have a lot less of them. A perfect example, for example, the Mona Lisa is such a valuable painting because there's only one, right? So if you want the Mona Lisa, or say you want it like real estate again, this beautiful house on a hill, there's only that one house on the hill.
But George, let me stop you for a second. Why does this matter? Why should this matter? We've got it. For Bitcoin, we really have to go and look at the big picture for the average person walking around Main Street. And for me, to me, what we're talking about is not what's important to Bitcoin as much as what is this is doing to the future of money, how you and I will pay for things, how we'll earn money, what we'll have as creating value for ourselves, creating wealth for ourselves, what we'll pass along to our children. This is the we're talking about the future of those things more than we are just about Bitcoin, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you a perfect example. In the case of Bitcoin, Bitcoin is decentralized. There's no way that a government can change the supply of how these Bitcoins are created. So what you're finding is in places like, for example, Venezuela. In Venezuela, people are trying to flee as best they can from the local currency, and they're jumping on Bitcoin because Bitcoin's not being, you know, like basically the government in Venezuela is just printing all the local currency,
right,
and deflating, you know, killing the value. In Bitcoin, they're basically able to escape that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so this Bitcoin universe that we're talking about is, mm-hmm, is Bitcoin ever going to become what do you think the future of it is? I mean, is it going to be something that the average person will use 20 years from now, or will they be more likely to use the Ether or the Libra?
Well, the primary cryptocurrency
Ethereum, the
largest market cap is going to be Bitcoin. It's got the longest history going. One thing that's going to be interesting, though, is if we really look at governments right now, because governments are not sitting back and just with their arms crossed, many governments are actually exploring launching their own cryptocurrencies because they see that Bitcoin is going to disrupt their currency.
And that's what I want to talk about when we come back after the break, folks. Yep. Not only government cryptocurrency, if you got my predictions for this year, you saw that I predicted China was going to force United States' hand to create a cryptocurrency. We'll talk about that and corporate cryptocurrency after the break with George Levy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.